money, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in attempting to make the number of guests and the number of buffets come out even at his buffet supper, Lum decided that he would have to cancel someone's invitation. To select this someone, Lum blindfolded himself, pointed to a name on the guest list, and then instructed Abner to call that person and give him or her the bad news. After making the selection, Lum left the store. And the last we heard was Abner putting in a call to Miss Emmeline Platt, the party's guest of honor. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. And Lum is consulting a book on preparing party dishes. Listen.
Say, Lum, there's something that I ought to tell you.
Well, I told you not to bother me with that right now, Abner. I'm trying to find something in this book here.
Oh.
I'm going to get some ideas on how to make the victuals I'm going to have look extra fancy for the buffet supper tonight.
Yeah. But this is sort of important.
Nothing is as important as this party. Do you realize that it's the start of my whirlwind courtship of Miss Emmeline?
Yeah, I know. See, that's the reason I sort of thought I ought to...
Well, it can wait. I'm busy right now.
Oh.
Cedric's over at my place, and he's going to help me dish up the victuals, so I want to find out exactly how to tell him to do it.
Well, law me, you don't have to do that right away, do you, Lum? You don't want to have the grub dished up till after you've cooked it.
Well, it's all done cooked.
Yeah. How?
That's where I've been practically all day, is over at my place cooking.
Cooking?
Well, sure.
Well, law me, the stuff will be all cold by tonight, though, won't it, Lum? You cook it in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it will, but I didn't know how else to do it, hardly.
Well, just wait till supper time and
Well, I didn't want to spend all evening out there over a hot stove in the kitchen while everybody else is enjoying themselves. I want to go to this party, too, you know.
Yeah. Would be nice if you could go to it, long as you're giving it, and it's over at your house and all.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I don't believe it'll be so bad, no ways. Cold fried rabbit always tastes good.
Is that what you're going to have, rabbit?
Yeah, cold fried rabbit and hot cakes. Them's going to be the main dishes.
Is that what the smart set generally has at them buffet suppers?
Well, I ain't for sure about that. I've been reading through the society columns, and I can't find nothing in there about no fried rabbit, but them are the things I know how to cook best, so I figured I better have them.
Yeah, well, yes, it's a good idea to cook something low-how, all right. You're pretty good on hotcakes, I'll have to admit that.
Yeah, Grannies, I believe I found out what I'm looking for right here, Andy.
Where? What's that?
But now, every dish they tell about in this book here, they always garnish the plate with a sprig of parsley.
Sprig of parsley?
Yeah. I better call Cedric and tell him that.
Right now.
All right, so
now. I ain't got no parsley, but I got a batch of celery over at the place. He can use that.
Decorate every plate with the stalk of celery, huh? Is that it?
Yeah, that's right. That'll make it look pretty fancy.
Wait. Yeah.
Hello, is that you, Cedric? Oh, this is Ron. Yeah, how's everything coming over there?
Ain't nothing gonna help it look like cold rabbit and hot cake.
Well, good. Have you started dishing up the victuals yet? Uh-huh. Well, when you start to do it, I want to garnish each plate with a stalk of celery. Celery? That's that long stuff, you know. Yeah, I showed it to you this morning. Well, that's what it is. Of course, I'm sure I want you to do that. That's high-class etiquette stuff. Yeah. But get right to work on it, and I'll be over there after a while. All right. Goodbye.
Lum, I believe maybe you ought to go over there and do that yourself. There's no telling how Cedric will put the celery on there. More likely rock the hot cakes around it or something like that. Is that the way you're supposed to do it?
Oh, he'll do it all right. Besides, I got too many other things I got to do. For one thing, I've got to get a little bouquet of flowers for Miss Emmeline to wear tonight.
Yeah, well, Lum, I don't believe I'd bother to do that if I was you.
I've got to do that. All the men folks in the smart always buy their lady friends a little corset of flowers to wear when they go to parties.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to get something to match them beautiful blue eyes of hers. what would you suggest, Abner?
Now, before you go any farther here, there's something that I've just...
Can you get any blue daffodils?
Huh?
Christmas chrysanthemums? Be nice, too.
Yeah, well, Lon, will you listen to me for just a minute here?
What is it, Abner?
Well,
Granny's out bound you, Miss Emmeline's going to look pretty tonight. That's right, I don't believe I've ever looked forward to seeing anybody so much in all my life. Abner, you're looking at the world's happiest man.
Well, listen, Lon.
Yeah, what is it, Abner?
Well,
You know, I can just see us sitting there now, side by side, eating off the same buffet. Me looking into her big baby blue eyes, her turning them up at me.
Putting the hot cakes up, too, and putting butter twixt them.
I tell you, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it's be nice. Yeah,
what was it you wanted to tell me, then?
Well, I don't believe I can tell you now.
Oh, go ahead. What is it?
Well, it's nothing.
Well, it must be something.
Yeah, well, what it is, Lon. No, I just want to tell you that the mail come in this morning. That's what I want to tell you.
Well, for pity's sake, you don't have to act so mysterious about a little thing like that. Whereabouts is the mail at?
It's right over on the counter there, right behind you there.
Yeah.
Couple letters there for you. I don't know who they from.
Oh, yeah. More than likely one of them from the second-hand furniture store at the county seat. Still owe them part of the money for them buffets I ran.
Yeah, it's sort of a shame to have wasted all that money.
What do you mean, wasted? That money I spent is the best one in best I ever... Well, for goodness sake. This here's a note from Miss Emily.
Miss Emily? Uh-oh.
Well, bless her little heart. I bound you this is a love letter. Just show her the world. First one, too. Sorry to keep early read it. Dear Mr. Eddie...
You better not read that letter now, Lon.
Well, why not? I don't care who hears me. I ain't ashamed. I don't care if the whole world knows she loves me. Dear Mr. Edwards, I regret to inform you that it will be impossible for me to attend your party. Oh, wait a minute here. This must be a mistake. Must be a joke. Oh, somebody just pranking me.
Wait a minute.
What do you know about this? Is this some of your work, Abner?
Well, not all of it. Actually, it's your work.
Mine?
You were the one that pointed to her name on the list the other day, Lon.
Pointed to her name? Wait a minute. You mean it?
That's right. While we was deciding who to uninvite so the people in the buffets would come out even, she was the one that you pointed to.
Granny, wait a minute. Did you actually call her up then and uninvite her?
I had to. That's what we agreed to do.
Why, you crazy idiot. She's the one this whole party's being gay for.
I know it, but you said we all had to stick by what we agreed on, no matter who it was you pointed to.
But she's the host of honor. You can't have a party less than the host of honor's there.
I was just doing what you told me to do.
Of all the crazy, brainless varmints, you're the worst. Why in the world didn't you tell me this right away instead of waiting till the last minute?
You told me not to tell you who it was till the day of the party. Said you didn't want to know.
Oh, me.
That's what I've been trying to tell you today, Lum, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And you wouldn't hardly listen, no way.
Oh, that's the worst one thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. Why did I ever leave anything up to you? If your brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to even ruffle your hair.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now,
any man could be idiotic enough to get on the telephone and tell the host of honor she can't come to a party that's being gave just special for her.
I told you, I never wanted a job. You made me take it.
Yeah, but I thought sure you'd have sense enough not to let her be the one you'd uninvite. What did you tell her?
Well, I said...
No, don't tell me. Couldn't stand to listen to that. Oh, this is awful. You ruined my party. You ruined my whirlwind courtship. Ruined my whole life. I'm ruined.
I've just done what you told me to do.
Oh, me. For me, life is as good as over right now.
Well, listen, Alum, I never come right out flat-footed and told her she couldn't come.
You said enough, though.
I just sort of hinted around to her that the school board members thought she oughtn't to be going out to parties on school nights. That's what I did.
Well, according to that letter she just wrote there, she must have taken the hint all right. That's fine. You fixed me up good. All I am is just president of the school board.
Yeah, well, I never told it was you. I just sort of let on it was some of the other members. Long as you were the one that invited her to the party, she knows you ain't again it, Lon.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, I know what I was doing. I ain't say ignorant.
No, maybe it ain't too late to patch this thing up. I better race right over to the schoolhouse there and see what I can do.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Get on over. Tell her we'll be able to squeeze her into the party some way. Put an extra plate on the buffet.
I won't tell her no such a thing. I'll tell her she can have a whole buffet to herself. Or just me and her together. See if you can order that corset of flowers for me.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Here comes Cedric. Maybe he can do it, Long.
No, you do it.
Yeah, all right. I'll take care of it.
Okay, Mr. Long.
No use trying to talk to him now, Cedric. He's in a big hurry there.
Whereabouts is he going?
Oh, he's got some business to attend to. How you coming out with the things over at Long's place, Cedric?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got the plates all fixed.
It's good for you. Good for you.
I don't believe they'll get dry in time for the party, though.
Oh, what do you mean it won't get dry?
Another thing, I couldn't do no good with a celery stalk. I had to use a regular brush on them.
Regular brush? What are you talking about, anyway?
Well, that stuff Mr. Lum told me to do over the home.
Well, all I heard him tell you to do was garnish the plates with a stalk of celery.
Yeah, but I... Garnish?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be doggone.
Wait a minute, Cedric, you don't mean...
That's just what I done. Oh, my goodness. I thought he said varnish.
Varnish? Oh, my goodness, Eli, if you...